This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. What are you doing, Marianne? How are you?
When is it going to be winter here? I just have no idea. But it is beautiful outside, and I'm really grateful for that.
Today's the
December 9th.
Oh, it's not April Fool's.
No.
Okay, Richard Brooke. I guess we're going to have to have commercials after all.
Oh, Richard Brooke.
Paul Brooke hates the commercials, and he wants to hear this show so bad. He can't even see straight, so he is just listening. He just is so excited about the commercials, he can't even see straight. Don't you find that fun?
I think that's hilarious.
Well, today's show, and the reason Richard Brooke wants to listen to it is because it's going to be such a great show. I mean, this is something you want to listen to. We've been dealing with a lot of fear in network marketing for a couple of years here, just as a result of Tina.org, maybe the Herbalife situation, and Bill Ackman, who this morning I saw something about another stock position of his that is really creating some problems for him, and with Allergan or whatever it's called. And last but not least, BK Barreco and Vima. So it really cleaned up the profession, in my opinion. And guys like me that have been around for 100 years really had to look hard at the way that we spoke what our business is. We had to look at it as far as income claims, as far as product claims. We got extremely close to First Amendment attorney Jonathan Emord about exactly what could be said in the form of an income claim. And the truth of the matter, the answer is not much. And all of a sudden, Trump got elected, and they changed around the FTC, and things haven't necessarily changed. But I'll tell you something, the industry did, because we cleaned ourselves up, and now we're finding out that they want to be stakeholders, the government and the network marketing professional. And the guy that wrote the report about that, that was absolutely spectacular, is kind of a controversial attorney in his own right, by virtue of the fact that he's so doggone old, like me, I swear. So all these young lawyers, these kids running around, that, you know, they haven't got any kind of stories behind them of companies they've represented and all this jazz. And then you've guys got guys like me that have been around 100 years, so it's just easy to say, well, you were on this, you were on that. And Jeff Babner's there. He is a tremendous attorney. He's been around a very, very long time. He's got a listening of people at a level that you cannot believe. He is as bright as they come, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, even though he and I have been on the other end of a pretty interesting little soiree. So, with that said, it's with great respect we've got him. Inside of that, we've also got Tony Cannulli, and I'm going to introduce him right now because I know there is about a million to one a long shot of him staying quiet for 21 minutes anyway till this segment's over. So, hello, Tony Cannulli. How are you? Uh-oh. Maybe he muted himself or fell asleep during my intro. That's okay. Let's get over to Jeff. That's all right. He's probably walked away. He didn't think I was going to bring him right in. Okay, so we've got Jeff Babner. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hi, how are you, Tom? Nice to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. It's been a long time, and you're still doing great work out there, Jeff. You're still keeping the banner high. I know that we've got some interesting friends in common that have been through it over the last couple of years, in Rod and Marcy Cook. I talked to them just a few days ago. Yeah, you've done a great job, and there's another couple people that, like me, are getting old and did a tremendous amount for this business for a long, long time, and fortunately, the profession has stuck around long enough for us to get old, which I appreciate, too. But what's been going on for you?
I like to call it experienced. I certainly don't feel old.
there you go. That's
we have been doing this for a long time. We started in the early 1980s, and actually the 80s and 90s were a bit of the golden years for startups in the States, and we were there in the beginning, you know, working with in their very inception, you know, with Nu Skin, with USANA, with Melaleuca, with Nika in with Excel. So we go back a long ways. We've even done work for Avon since the 1990s, and even today we do work for for companies like Nu Skin and Team National and Nerium, and of course we were involved through the last several years through quite an interesting era for helping to advise Herbalife as well.
Yeah, that's all interesting stuff, and you've been able to see around corners, and you've seen crazy stuff happen. You were around in the 80s when they really went down, when some people got together up in Ada, Michigan, and decided to make an issue out of Nu Skin back then, which was interesting for everybody, and everybody said it was going to be the demise of network marketing. And you've been through it. What do you think's going on these days? How's it going? What do you got a good feeling about it?
Well, I think the industry is plugging along, and I think right now it's grappling with trying to achieve some certainty in the industry because of some recent cases and positions particularly by former FTC commissioners and some vacillation by the FTC about basically what is legitimate direct selling versus what is not, and whether or not purchases and use by distributors, should be viewed as on the same par, and not be viewed as they should not be viewed as second class users, as they tended to be viewed in the Vima case and later in the Herbalife settlement. It's resulted in an introduction into Congress, into House Resolution 3409. By the industry, it has widespread support. It's a bipartisan bill, and the intent is basically to create the first national anti-pyramid legislation that pretty much is in the mold of legislation that's currently in about two dozen states. So they've been around for a long time, and I think everybody has the same goal. Both the FTC and the industry have the same goal, and that is make sure we have companies out there that are ethical, that basically present a fair picture of an opportunity for folks that are going to be involved, give them an exit strategy if it's not for them, and also ask them basically to really place an emphasis on finding real users, customers for their products and services, and not to merely be a recruitment headhunting pyramid scheme. And this new legislation basically is bold in terms of and certain. The FTC has vacillated on this point for at least the last 20 years. I mean, this is the same FTC that in the 1970s tried to put Amway out of business, declaring it to be a pyramid scheme, and Amway prevailed. Then it was quiet for quite a long time. Then in the 1990s, after a decision involving the company Omnitrition, slowly but surely there's been a debate about whether or not the original case and the prevailing case in the industry, which was called Cuscott International, which basically said it's a pyramid. If people pay money and their remuneration does not come from sale of product to ultimate users, not necessarily to, quote, non-participant retail consumers, but ultimate users. And there's been a debate. Is the use by distributors, basically, if it's bought in reasonable amounts and it's used for the family, should that be on the same par? And most states have recognized that. Case authorities recognize that. The FTC has flipped back and forth on this issue. And there was a signal about a year ago by the former FTC commissioner that they intended to basically install a rather arbitrary percentages test that we tended to see in Vima and then later in Herbalife. But the presentation to the Direct Selling Association this last October by the incoming acting FTC commissioner indicated, no, you know what, we want to work with you guys, and we all want to be stakeholders in achieving a good result. And so the industry is inviting the FTC as well to participate in this proposed legislation, which is intended to basically be protective of everybody involved.
Oh, man, that is great news. And it's collaboration. It's nobody. It's pretty much people working together to keep a great profession ethical, keeping the scams out, what do you think, what do we need to do, Jeff? Is it more self-policing? Is it more of the MLMIA and the various organizations out there that are, you know, working along with you top-flight attorneys to try to beat it? How do we do this?
Well, I'd say the principal negotiator for the industry with the FTC at this point has come to be the Direct Selling Association. We represent many members of that. Obviously, we were involved in starting the MLMIA and was general counsel for 10 years, so we have a fondness there, although I'm not sure exactly what the current status is there. I think that basically many people have often said the problem is rogue distributors. Rogue distributors who go out and make claims, who promote front-loading and promote some sort of pyramid schemes, but I've always taken exception to that. I've always maintained that everything that happens with MLM companies is top-down, and the message comes from the very top management, and they have the total ability to give the message to their distributors. And if they give a message encouraging inventory loading, encouraging basically just headhunting recruitment rather than promoting sales, then that's a big problem. So today, companies are beginning to actually do some tracking. It's referred to as segmentation, and reclassification. Many companies have found that if they have really good products, most distributors are interested in their products at very favorable pricing, and even though they're not making much money in the opportunity, they continue to buy the products. And so companies are looking to assist distributors, incentivize them to reclassify themselves as preferred customers so that the retailing ratio is higher, and there's some tracking going on. So there's some cleanup all the way around. And there has to be some movement both ways. The FTC in some of its recent cases, basically, if you listen to the argument, it was kind of condemnatory of in a way of multi-level marketing. But the most recent FTC chairperson coming in, and the results of the recent election suggest that we're moving into an environment that hopefully will provide some more certainty. And some of the recent articles that we've written, and you'll see posted at our website, mlmlegal.com, are intended to basically discuss those issues.
Okay, we're going to take a fast break, and then we're going to finish up in the next 5 minutes, and you're going to tell us what we need to do to keep this industry in business completely crystal clear and clean. Tony Cannulli, he's on the board of the MLMIA now. He wants to ask you a question. We're coming back right after this with Jeff Babner. Stick around.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving. Ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, it's Tom Chenault. This is Tom Chenault Show. We're back. We got Jeff Babner with it. You might have to call Jeff. Troy Dooley. I talked to him this morning to try to do some. I wanted to get some more insight for this show. And while I was talking to him on the phone, somebody ran into him, oriented him. So he's okay. His wife's talking to me on Facebook right now. So they're all right. But that's no fun. But we got so many people listening to this show because Jeff, you've got a great listening out there, and we need more of your voice everywhere we go. So it's good to have you back and talking to everybody. So keep it rolling and just tell us what the, you know, Tony Canula, you're obviously on the MLMIA board now. You're kind of the voice of the MLMIA, the whole thing. I can't even say it anymore. I'm so old. But tell me, what do you think about what's going on here and what do you want to ask Jeff?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show, Tom and Jeff. I read your article that you put out. I thought it was very well written, and it certainly does give a ray of hope to some of the chaos that we've been dealing with after the shift in the last administration. And so I love what's going on. But my question is do you ever see a point, Jeff, where there'll be more collaboration, not just between the DSA, obviously, and the regulators, but even the trade organizations here? Because there seems to be, I think if they understood better what we do in the industry, it would be easier for them to come up with regulation that makes sense and still protect the consumer, which obviously is the number one priority.
Well, I guess the DSA is the trade organization for the industry. It is a trade association. And we do represent quite a few members of the organization, you know, everybody, you know, from the Nu Skins to Amways. You know, even though our business is always centered and focused on starting these companies, and we started them and grew them, I think we're moving into an era right now of collaboration. And I honestly think that basically there's going to be, that was the message loud and clear from the incoming chair of the FTC, which was, we are departing from this concept of one size fits all. Here's our rules. It's our way or the highway. Just take it or leave it. That's the way it's going to be. Live with it. And instead, moving to a speech that basically said, we're going to go back to core principles, look to case law that has governed the area, and we are going to try to work with the industry. Does the industry want more regulations? Absolutely not. That's the last thing. Regulations come and go. FTC commissioners come and go. FTC staff comes and goes. And regulations come and go. That's why there is this pending bill in Congress, because that adds some certainty to the entire picture. The biggest problem, if there's been a problem, has been a vacillation at the regulatory level. You know, and if you're going to have a nation of laws and not a nation of men, you need to have basically a framework of laws to work with. And there never has been, never has there ever been anti-pyramid legislation on the books in Washington. And that was the purpose of this. But I think there's going to be tremendous dialogue. And I think the FTC and state AGs are basically, they understand what we're trying to do. But we have to do our part too. You know, if you're a distributor for a direct selling company, you need to remember this. It's called direct selling. You know, MLM is just a subset of that. But what it really means is, your job is to go out there and actually help make a market. This is not intended to be a wholesale buyer's club. It's intended to go out and create customers. And so that's the job of distributors. And the more that they do that, as opposed to just find other distributors who basically pay a bunch of money, then I think we'll be much better off. In the end, the question always asked in a court anywhere is basically, what is it that people pay and why do they pay it? If you can answer the question that people who buy products or services or pay money, they do it because they're getting something they really want as opposed to buying into the deal, then we have something that's real. And we need to always keep our eye on the ball on that. We've had lately, unfortunately, I'd say during the last 2 or 3 years, we just have no end of scams, most of them coming from abroad. And it seems like most of them deal with these cryptocurrency and things like that. But our industry, it's hard to deal with these things because they're all around the world. But we just see no end of these things.
And there's not going to be any way to regulate it except self-regulated. If we've got, I mean, obviously we can tell people in the United States that you're dealing with security with the cryptos and you better stay away, and they almost can hear that, but it's tough. Jeff, I'm going to bring you back right after this break for a couple minutes, if that's okay. Can you live through another set of commercials?
Yes, that's fine. Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back right after this. We've got Tony Cannulli, a couple more minutes of Jeff Babner, but I do want to get into the ramifications of what happens if you are in a scam multi-level marketing company, because it isn't fun. Ask the Zeek Rewards people. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR 55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR 55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR 55 to 350350. That's CLEAR 55 to 350350.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, it's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It is the Tom Chenault Show. Marianne, a year ago, I mean, you called me a couple of times. I mean, you and I have been together a long time, and you said, Tom, does this look like we're going to be out of business? Is this something I should be building a future in? And you asked me that question point blank. Don't you feel a lot better having read the article and heard from Jeff and the various people that we've been talking to that it's not as dismal out there as you know, a lot of people, I think you represent a different culture of network marketer because you haven't got a giant organization and it's important money to you. What do you think about?
Well, I think kind of what we were talking about is that people are depending on the people that are allowing these things to, you know, these network marketing companies to evolve, that somebody's doing something right? That not just any Tom, Dick, and Harry can start their own network marketing company. And I think something that, you know, even Kevin Thompson said was that, you know, this is going to weed out a lot of those type of companies that are just popping up, you know, all over the place. But for me, you know, I want to have that belief and confidence in who I'm working with, whatever company it is, that they're doing the right things and not the wrong things. So, but understanding what is right outside of, yeah, you know.
So, Jeff, do you think that the ANMP and the MLMIA and the various associations are, and obviously the DSA, but I heard so much about the DSA not helping people like BK Barreco and a bunch of people, and I know that it's getting better and it seems to be getting, you know, it's a very tough thing on the distributor side especially. How would you tell us distributors out here in the world to be the voice and participate at the same level maybe that you are, the DSA is?
Well, you know, we go back a long way with BK, and early on we represented New Vision. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's a long story. And whether or not what happened to VIMA was deserved is also another story. So, and whether or not what the DSA should have done, there were some real problems there. So, I won't go further than that. The bottom line, basically, is
you said quite a bit. Yeah. All right.
We could do a whole show just on that, Tom.
Yeah.
Sentence right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep going.
All of the organizations, basically, they're all having dialogue. And the dialogue is really good, and the dialogue should be focused on the issue of our industry should be about something that's real. And we all know that the opportunity is very important in multi-level marketing. But what we all need to be looking for is, and to make sure, is that we have products and services that stand on their own, that people want, whether they're distributors or their customers. And we have to ask this question always when you're going to get involved with a business, and that is this basically a product in search of an opportunity, or is this merely an opportunity in search of a product? And, you know, 100 million people a day walk into Starbucks and spend $3 on a latte that has a nickel's worth of coffee in it. But, you know, there's no job opportunity. There's no nothing. That tells you that they really want it and they're willing to pay for it. They weren't trying to qualify in the compensation plan or whatever. And we need to make sure, if you're in a program, that when people are basically involved and if they're buying product, that basically they buy it because they really want it, not because they're qualifying in the deal. And they need to also use their level best to help expand the market to real customers for that good product and service.
There you go. And that's all we need to focus on, everybody. And self-policing means don't be stupid. I mean, I'm glad you're buying the Bitcoin. I'm glad it's going up. But you don't want to take people off a cliff with you. And when this thing comes down, and it will, and it's not going to go to zero, I have no speech about Bitcoin, just everything corrects. You don't want people looking at you saying, oh, but wait a minute, you promised me this was never going to go down and my life savings are gone and I'm going to call the SEC or the NASD or the ASPCA. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, we love you, Jeff, and whatever we can do. Where are you continually putting stuff on your website? Is that where people go?
Yeah, we are updated? Every month or two, we're doing a major article, and then we have, you'll see at MLMlegal.com and MLMattorney.com, you'll see we have blogs, we have Twitter, we've got Facebook. We're you know, this is, as you can tell, we've tried to make MLMlegal.com a true library and a resource for the industry. That's, in a way, a passion and hobby of mine. And so we try to make it a major educational place. We even have about 140 short videos, educational videos. They're including a whole trial that I did for TravelMax back in the late 1990s. So I think there's a lot there. So, Tom, thank you for having me on the show. And, Tony, it's nice to talk to you. And I'll look forward, hopefully, to joining you again in the near future.
We love you, man. You have a great, great day. Jeff, good to talk to you again. Thanks for taking my
call.
We'll see you later.
Okay.
Thanks for all you do, Jeff.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, Tony. What do you say, buddy?
Well, I see hope, and I see, you know, no one, like you said, no one wants to see regulation, but the way the wild, wild west has been, you know, if you don't have a traffic light in a town and you just allow people to drive and say, no, I'll stop, I'll look both ways. We know what happens in a situation like that. And that's kind of what we've been dealing with here in the industry. So there's a lot of value that he's talking about, and he does a great job of explaining that. We should actually invite him, Tom, onto the town hall with no commercials. You know how I love commercials. And no commercials, and have him and Kevin and Kevin, and we could discuss some of these, because one of the things we didn't get into was the FTC's, how they're looking now at self-consumption, that there really should be some reasonable self-consumption. It seems like they're okay with that and working with that. The Costco certainly made some precedence there as well. So there's a lot we could talk about, and we should probably bring Jeff on the show for that.
That's good. We'll do that for sure. And let me speak to all you. I don't even know. Are you guys like PBS? I mean, all you guys. Oh, I don't like commercials. All you guys are. Gage puts out that manifesto with a commercial at the end. Every time I turn around, I listen to anybody. They're trying to soft sell me a program at the end of the show. All this is a radio, like you're going home and watching. Is that what you guys do, all you brain surgeons do when you turn on CNN every morning? Do you just sit there and go, oh, these commercials suck. I got to watch this on the internet. I got to clip it out. No, you do something. What's with you guys in the commercials? You and Brooke and all these guys, somebody's got to pay for it. Talk to me about that. God, you're marketers. This is network marketing. This is not Little Sisters of the Poor here, Brooke, or Cannulli, or BK, or Jiminy Christmas. Meanwhile, you know, if I call you on the phone, have you ever called Tony on the phone?
Oh,
it's a 900 number. He charges you $25 to talk to him on the phone.
I was going to say, his hold is a line of commercials.
Oh, you leave me weak, Tony. All right, I'm done with that rant. So tell me a story. So we want to do the show. We're going to have, what's his name on there?
Larry Thompson. Herbalife.
So you think he's going to be a great show?
I do. I don't think he's going to be one great show. You know, he's 50 years in the industry. The only person that I know of that's alive today that's been longer is Doris Wood, who's 60 years in the industry. And Larry has an interesting perspective because he started when there were core values in the direct selling industry. And we talk a lot, Tom, about what's wrong. We talk about, we point out the schemes, the scams, the people that get hurt. But really, somebody needs to be talking about what to do right, because at the end of the day, you can tell your children all day long what they're doing wrong, but you got to show them what to do right. And so I believe Larry is the only guy, I believe, in the world that has the ability to do that in a way that only Larry Thompson can do. So that's going to be very exciting, Tom, to bring that about.
Well, I think that's pretty good. But when I announced he was on here, everybody goes, well, this guy's really old, and what are you doing that for? And you know, no one could believe I even did it. And I love him, and I love his wife. I think that they are unbelievable charisma. So you tell him when he gets on here, he's got to bring the rain. Now, he didn't like the guest I had him paired with. I've got a chance. I've got two people trying to get in the door, actually three. Jordan Adler, Lisa Grossman, and Ray Higdon have all asked me to be on the show here, like in the next 3 weeks. So when you guys decide which one of those three you want to pair with, you tell me and we'll make that happen. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, he's got some great answers, and he sees a lot more. You know, one of the things that we see that a lot of people don't realize is there's a lot of other things that are competing for the time of the people in these companies, like Uber, for instance, like Amazon affiliate programs. You know, back when he started, really multi-level or pyramiding, as they called it, was really the only other thing you would do if you didn't have a job. So today we got to up our game, and we're losing a lot of people. I can't tell you the number of pros that I've talked to that have had some bad circumstances chasing the shiny ball that have jumped in and have been driving Uber or starting internet marketing or starting Amazon affiliate programs or eBay. And so there's a lot more going on out there in the industry. So I see a lot of great things coming. I think there is a silver lining. I think Randy's RIP MLM was a sensational headline only. I don't see the industry going away in any way, shape, or form, although I think a lot of what he wrote about was very accurate, just like you do. Unfortunately, he invalidated his approach by putting in a link to his products, which show you on how to build a multi-level, yet multi-level.
Oh, they must have hung up on him. Are we gone? Just him. Did we?
No, we're still connected.
Patrick, we still with you? That's too funny. Oh, see, that was God. That was God going out. I was praying. That's all right. I'll tell. Yeah, go tell him that he's go tell him he's got Marianne and I'll talk to you for a while. All right, yeah, so that was probably Randy Gage, man. Probably had that little voodoo doll and just stabbed that thing right then when he was talking about that link at the end. But you know what the point is everybody's in this thing to try to make a living or try to keep on the air. I don't care if you're listening to Jim Baker and Tammy Faye. They had advertisements so they could get to keep on the air. You have to raise funds, and there's only a couple of ways to do that. You know, and on regular radio, Ted Anderson from GCN, this guy is as good as they get. He's one of the great radio men of all time. I hope he's in the Bitcoin because he was in the gold and silver business, so he was smart enough to see a trend coming, and I haven't talked to him yet. I should probably make that call. And just let's pray that this guy got on this Bitcoin run, because on the straight bit, you doubled your money last week.
I doubled my money. I was pretty pumped.
And did you sell half of it, I hope?
I like over doubled it. I sold half, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody who knows what they're talking about told me to do that.
Did they have their hands around your throat?
Yes.
Yeah, so that was me. Tony, are you back?
I am back. Right. One of the crypto guys nailed me.
You were talking about Gage. Yeah, that's too funny. But again, inside of what Babner said was that he also said, watch out for these crypto scams. And the reason we want this, I'm so adamant about it, is because we have a bad enough reputation with some people in network marketing without getting tied to a crypto scam. And we don't want you to get in that trouble, and we don't want a black eye on our profession. So if you decide to do one of those things, just do your due diligence. Follow somebody that knows what they're doing. We're coming back right after this for the final segment with Tony Cannulli.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store that I love to eat.
ThePowerMall.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you talk, and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault, this Marianne Niehaus. And wasn't that bacon good that we had in the break, that 10-year bacon?
Yeah.
And it was only 9 years old. That was so awesome. It was delicious.
The older, the better, right?
So Troy Dooley's wife's texting me about the wreck. Brooke is texting me. Everybody's on, and I'm trying to concentrate on the radio show. I mean, this is a hard job. Don't they realize this, Marianne?
That's a good thing that we have commercials so we can handle all the other hoopla.
Just catch up on the hoopla. All right. Richard Brooke may call in. If you do, Richard, we sent you the number. If you didn't look at your text and you're just listening, we'd love to talk to you, too. We know you're speaking at that huge conference coming up, the Direct Sales Certified. It's called DSC, Direct Sales Certified, in mid-January. And it's going to be unbelievable because they're going to get clear about claims and endorsements and all that stuff. And it's going to be integrity driven. And, you know, I've been all over Facebook trying to figure out who my opinion of that champion for the profession would be. And, that's it. I mean, I think he's my guy. What do you think about that, Tony? I mean, Richard Brooke, I mean, he's not only unbelievably handsome, he reminds me of somebody. Every time I see him, he
Superman?
So, Tony, talk about it a little bit. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think Rich has been talking for a long time. We were doing shows back 5-6 years ago talking about United We Stand, Divided We Fall, self-policing, doing a better job before we're regulated and overly regulated beyond what we would like. So I think Richard has a strong handle, very strong, high-level, 30,000-foot view of really the challenges and issues that we run into the industry. But I hope he doesn't call in because both him and I will gang up on you on the commercial stuff.
Yeah, well, you guys can figure out a way to buy that airtime. I'm sure Ted Anderson will sell it to you, and we'll just call it the Brooke Cunulli Fund. So anyway, everybody, join the ANMP. ANMP.com, Association of Network Marketing Professionals. It is so cheap. It's like, I think it's $100 a year, but it might be 50. So it's nothing. You can join the MMI. Do you guys still take memberships at the MLMIA, Tony?
Oh, very well. Yes, we do. And we take extra memberships. So don't forget to get your favorite network marketer a membership to the MLMIA for Christmas. And
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And what's the link for that? Is it MLMIA.org still, or is it .com?
So can we talk just a second about that, Tom? You and I had some detailed conversations last week regarding coming together with a watchman on the wall or a gatekeepers on the wall, bringing together some very powerful people. We have Kevin Thompson, Kevin Grimes behind it. Obviously, I know you and Marianne are behind it. I haven't spoken to Jeff Babner yet, but he's on the list. You know, Peter Mingles, possibly Richard, and several other people to actually bring more advocacy, and the MLMIA is shifting into that role, and we're going to step up. It's very obvious, as Jeff was speaking earlier on the show, that he feels the DSA really is the only organization, and that is not true. We just have to do a better job at bringing it out there. So I'm excited to move in that direction, and I'm excited to be able to have conversations, because like these town halls and your show, and you do a phenomenal job with your show, to discuss this and discuss it, you know, amongst friends and come up with solutions and challenges. And I can see a lot coming out of that. And if we get collaboration with the regulators and they can see what we're doing, I just think things will be a lot better. I think we got to figure out a way. And the question I asked Jeff is a serious question. How do we have more collaboration with these folks so that we're not left wing or right wing? We got to come across the aisle, shake hands together. And I'm really excited about that, Tom. And I'm excited that you're going to be part of it because you're the referee, and you're the ultimate referee. And Mary Ann just makes you look good.
Yeah, there's no question about that. The let's see. Let me think here about one. I just got a note from Richard Brook. All circuits were busy, so he couldn't get in. He said Larry Thompson's talking to him on his back line. So Larry Thompson's not even watching this show. That is so funny. You don't like the commercials either. Yeah, so one thing that came up, I got a text here from people saying, what about all these people charging people $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for a week-long course? And, you know, I have massive opinions about that. I don't like it. I like the deals that you can get into for a couple of $100. You know, I saw Eric yesterday had something on for $397, which even that's a lot of money, and Eric can control, can demand a top dollar. But, I mean, it's expensive to be a fledgling network marketer. And I hope that those people that are able to take money from fledgling network marketers realize there's a responsibility to that, even if they will give you $50,000 to maybe you not taking it until they're able to justify really spending it, because it just seems to me like a license for disaster. What do you think about that, Tony?
What do I think about it? I think it's borderline criminal. The vast majority of the people that do it couldn't build something if their life depended on it. And they don't have a track record, and they're out there teaching people how to go out and build a business. And they're capitalizing on people that are not sure of what they're doing. They don't have mentorship. They don't have the right direction in the industry. I don't think that's the answer. And I know when we bring on Larry Thompson, we're going to be talking about that, the master apprenticeship program. The way this business has always been built, as you know, Tom, is just for you to learn from people that know what they're doing. Leadership 101 is not to teach anything that you don't do yourself. Do it, emulate it, model it. Most people will do it with you, and they'll learn and they'll grow. And so these people that are spending, that are encouraging people to spend all this money, quite frankly, it just gets them more in debt and it gets them more frustrated, and we end up losing good people. I'm not saying there's not good value. There is. But unfortunately, the vast majority of what we see out there is just to make money. It's like the gold mine, you know, let's make money on the pickaxe and shovel. The hardware stores became wealthy during the gold mining era.
We got to go, Tone. We'll see you all next week on the Tom Chenault Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.